Ben Fagan here with another episode of Career Cash, the podcast. And on this episode, I'm joined by urban designer with WGI, Erica Gerton. Erica talks about how persistence, perspective, and experience got her to where she is today. It's an awesome conversation. Let's get to it. Well, I am very excited like I am for just about every episode I do. And that's the fun part about this podcast is there's a lot of excitement flowing around. But today I have somebody I went to high school with. So we go back quite a bit. Miss Erica Gerton. Erica, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very, very excited. I've been really looking forward to this conversation. So I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate you reaching out about this. Now, I want to just really dive into things. Just before we started recording here, you know, I asked about your title, what do you do? And you're an urban designer. Just on the surface level of that, sounds like a pretty sick job. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Dive into what is an urban designer and what you do on a daily basis.
Yes. So my job is very vast in the way that we're kind of like a conglomerate of landscape architecture, regular like city design, regular architecture, planning. It kind of has to do with all aspects of development, and really our goal is to help shape cities. So in more specifics, day to day, I work for WGI, which is a large engineering service firm. And within that, we have a couple different divisions. I'm kind of teetering between the land development division and the urban and community planning division. So right now, I mean, when I first started, my work was like coming into the office, working on conceptual site plans, drawing, you know, plans in CAD, and I was doing tons of renderings and lots of due diligence on different sites that we had. And then now I've really started to get into more municipal work. So that's really like working hand in hand with the cities. I do a lot of best practices reports and research for case studies to try to help implement these things into the cities to help them better themselves. I do a lot of code research. We're currently rewriting a code for Lighthouse Point. So I've been like knee deep in code pretty much since I started. But yeah, it kind of ranges every day. I go as much to analyzing traffic data and making 3D graphics to, you know, focusing in on CAD drawings all day. So it really does kind of change all the time.
So what was it about this? Is there anything in particular that kind of made you gravitate towards this field or this profession in particular?
Yes. So when I first started going to FAU, I initially started as an architect major. And as much as I love that, I did it for about 3 years. I got to a point where I was kind of, in a way, forced out of the program. I had withdrawn from a class I thought I could retake, and I couldn't. So it kind of ended up being like a blessing in disguise, because as much as I loved architecture, I felt like it didn't fit me as a person, as far as I wanted to make more of an impact on the community. And I just wanted to get my hands into more things. And, you know, you can only do so much with your one building. So I decided to look into more of the urban design and planning departments with the help of my advisor. She kind of told me that urban design was a really up and coming field. And immediately I read, you know, just a very generic description and was like taken aback. I was like, this is exactly what I want to do. So from that point forward, I just like went straight into it, was extremely excited because it really aligned with myself and my goals. And it just gave me more passion than I thought I had for design and for development. So that really like got me in there. And once, you know, I was part of that program, I just, you know, I loved every second of it. Whether it was like the classroom setting or the projects that we got to do, the exposure to everything, it was, you know, right up my alley. So, yeah.
So you talk about when you're going down the architect track and then you end up, you know, not being able to finish because you withdrew from the class. What was going through your mind at that time? Was it something that was easy to roll with? Was it just like, okay, let's hit the panic button? What was that? How'd that all unfold?
Yeah. So like I say, it was a blessing in disguise.
Right.
And when I say disguise, I mean, I was very upset. I had full intention to be an architect. That was my dream. That was what I devoted myself to. And anybody who knows me knows that when I go for something, I really go for it. And for this, it was like my whole world was kind of put on pause. So initially, I was terrified. And to be honest, the stigma within architecture was if you went into urban design, you weren't as qualified, or that was like the backup plan, right? So I went in and into it with the mindset that I'd kind of failed. But with that, very soon after, I started, you know, taking my time to research into it more and letting myself, you know, look at the positives in the situation. And I very quickly after that realized, I'm like, you know, this actually might be the best thing that could have happened to me. And where I am now, it definitely was. But yeah, I was really scared, really, really scared. And I think a lot of people, when they come up to like a big turning point in their lives, sometimes those crucial moments can be the scariest thing that happens, but it's about how you approach it after the fact. And I think I just kind of took a step back and realized, like, you know, this actually is going to help me. And I just did everything from that point on to make sure that it helped me. So, yeah.
I love it. And one thing that I think is so important to talk about is when you get to these crucial points, like you're mentioning, and or you experience some sort of adversity or run into obstacles that kind of throw you off your path, getting back on path or finding a new path isn't always instantaneous. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Mm-hmm. So how long did it kind of take you to get to back to the point where you're like, okay, I feel good about what I'm doing again. I know mm-hmm. that urban design, this is something that I'm passionate about, from the point where you were smashing that reset button to that point where it's like, okay, I can breathe again. I like what I'm doing. What was that timeline like?
So I found out the day that I wasn't going to be able to continue in architecture. And this was already after I'd gone into upper division. So thinking in my mind, yep, next semester going down to the Fort Lauderdale office, get to be in the big building, you know, finally made it into upper division, to getting a phone call from my advisor saying I was kicked out. So instantly on that phone call, I said, what can I do? What are my resources? In your professional opinion, what is the best segue that I can minimize the amount of time that I'm adding to my degree, but also stay within the realm of what I love to do? And I think the biggest thing is it took about, I think, a full week for me to solidify my decision, even though I kind of made the decision up front. But it took me some time to kind of process everything and to like think about the best way to approach it. Because I, at that point, didn't really know if, okay, maybe I'll just switch my whole major. And I quickly realized that was not maybe the best idea. But I think, you know, getting like your resources, whether that's an advisor that you trust, or even like people who are already in that field, or that major, I like reached out to a couple of friends. So I just kind of like grabbed at whatever I could. But I would say it was about a week. And I know for some people, it might be shorter or longer than that. But I think just the most important part was to kind of take everything around you, as far as people who know a little bit more than you at the time, and try to process that information and see how it fits for yourself among doing, you know, your own research.
I think it sounds like that quick turnaround, because I would venture to say week leans on the shorter times of.
Yeah.
That takes a certain level of perspective. And like you mentioned, with the situation of, okay, instead of being like, all right, well, this is horrible, this is terrible, which it, you know, it very well was, you decide, okay, well, that is what it is. You know, you have to go, you know, down a different route. And so is perspective mm-hmm. something that you actively try to practice, keeping a level of perspective, or is it something that you were forced into? How does perspective fit into your life, and how do you use it, you know, on a day-to-day basis too?
So I live my life daily with using perspective, because everything that we do in design, you're trying to act as perspective of who is going to be incorporated in that space. So it really does define me as a person. I'm constantly trying to put myself in somebody else's shoes, or I think visioning and just like looking at, you know, other things that I can kind of relate to gave me the perspective that I needed to make those decisions. So I took the perspective of everybody that I could, that I trusted, and kind of used that to help me and just overall that, I mean, that fits into like my work life, personal life, like school, everything that you do. I think it's so essential to have multiple perspectives and not just think about yourself, because sometimes that can be limiting and limiting to what you're capable of. And a lot of times we're not like our biggest fans. And that level of confidence, you know, if you put yourself in somebody else's shoes, you might be able to get a new perspective that can like help you, you know, really make those hard decisions.
That's something that I never really thought about because I surprised don't often think about urban design, but
Yeah,
all around
most
us.
people don't. You know, they just go to a space and they're like, wow, this place feels great. I'm like,
You
thank
did
you.
that.
Yeah.
Well, just real quick, do you think about that? Do you talk about that? You like when you're in a space, you're like, you know, I did that, or you know, I see them working. Do you think about that?
Yeah. So unfortunately, projects take forever.
Right.
And I haven't gotten to see something that I've created actually like into life yet. But yes, 100%, whether it's me like going to a space or going to a place, I am constantly thinking about, because you have to take into account, it's not just about the person, it's also about the people who work there. And then all the like, you know, the stuff that nobody wants to talk about, like the garbage people and, you know, the pathways, like everybody has to function equally. So you are constantly keeping in mind the perspective of every single person that will touch the space that you're creating. And that is old to young. I mean, you always are constantly like thinking outside of yourself because you want to make sure that it is inclusionary to everybody. So it perspective is like
It is it.
creme de la creme, like that is the golden rule.
Yeah, no, it is so funny. The reason why I asked that is because when I studied journalism and got into videography and filming and stuff, really, really like dove into that, all editing, all these things, it like ruins you to a sense because now you watch movies, you watch TVs, you're like, oh dang, I love that cut. That was weird. That was this
Yeah.
opinions. And so I was like, that is still within like a certain realm. Like you don't always watch movies, but like urban design is literally all around you. And
It's
so I feel like
everywhere.
you're like walking around, you're thinking like, oh man, that pathway is nice. That pathway is, I would have done it this way, you know. So
Yeah.
it's so cool to think about. So I love that stuff. Kind of
Yeah.
getting into your career, but before we get there, one thing that did also pop into my mind too that I thought was interesting is that you're talking about that you're working, you have to see things through all sorts of different lenses and through people's eyes with that. Is that something that was easy for you to think about, or did you have to learn that, okay, I can't just keep things like through my lenses and stand in my own shoes. I have to stand in a bunch of different shoes and see things a bunch of different ways. Was that something that was natural for you, or did you have to pick that up as you went along?
I think for a lot of people it's natural, but for me it was especially natural. Like I really have been like that my whole life. Whether it was like playing sports or if it was something that I really wanted to do, I always looked at best examples and tried to put myself in that person's shoes in order for me to help like learn how to do something. So it's, you know, it definitely has like carried with me throughout life. It was something that definitely grew at being in the program and doing what I do. You know, when I first started, I might not have had such a broad look on things, but now, like, that's very crucial. So I've always had it, but I think that it has definitely grown and evolved as my career has evolved, as my education has grown. So yes, definitely, I feel like it represents a lot of like what I do, one, but also just, you know, how I've always lived my life. I've always like looked at things and, you know, always wondered how other people see them. And yeah, I would say that was within me.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you
Yeah.
gave me a nice little segue there into this next aspect, talking about growth within your career, within your education. So how did you take your education and turn it into a career? What has that kind of journey been like professionally, more focused wise?
So I started out, it was my last year of urban design, and I have a lot of people in my class actually that were older people that were just coming back to get, you know, more of a They just wanted a degree to back up what they were doing. So I actually, looking around me, saw how many professionals they were already, you know, within my like degree. And that kind of inspired me to say, you know what, I really should get some type of experience and see if I really truly like this and just get a feel for what my day to day would be like if I, you know, graduated and pursued this as my job. And what I did is we had a final critique for one of our design projects, and we had a couple of people come as judges. And one of those people was, he is not anymore as of like last week, I believe, but his name's Ramsey, and he was the planning and zoning director of Palm Beach County. And they all made their introductions and they said, if you are looking for an internship opportunity or a shadowing opportunity, we'd be more than happy to. So obviously I'm sitting there like buzzing in my seat. I'm thinking, I just worked so hard on this project and I'm so proud of it. I can't wait to show it. And then right after, I'm walking up to every single one of them and I'm introducing myself and I'm putting myself into that situation. So I did that and I introduced myself to everybody, and Ramsey actually offered me a few shadowing opportunities. So I got to go in, and that he works for like the county. So that's more public sector. So I got to see that whole environment. And personally, it was very cool. You know, I got to meet the commissioners and the mayor, and I was like, oh my God. But at the same time, I was like, I would hate to work here. I don't think that the public sector was where I wanted to be. Everything was very like ding, ding, ding. And, you know, it seemed like a cool place, but not where I would want to spend every day. So then through that, I actually went back to my professor who taught that class. And I said, hey, I'm really interested in getting some type of experience. And I know that you had mentioned if, you know, you felt strongly about somebody that you would recommend them, like, would you consider doing that for me? I've been working on my portfolio and resume, and I feel really confident about this and I want to get out there. She was like, absolutely. And she sent my resume to like six different firms, and every single one got back. So then I was faced with this whole, oh my God, I didn't think that it would be that quick. And I was kind of like, how do I make the best decision? How do I know what place? Do I go smaller private firm? Do I go large? Do I, you know, do it with something that's more like landscape focused, or do I go more like the commercial route? So I ended up interviewing with every single one. One of them offered me an actual job, wasn't even an internship. But I looked at that and I was like, as much as I want to take this job and, you know, just already have the security of a job, I was like, you know what, I have one more internship like interview that I had to reschedule with WGI. Let me just take that, because that firm to me seems more along the lines of what I would want to do. And let me not just jump and pick something that I'm a little bit hesitant on, because I like have learned throughout the years, your intuition's everything, trust your gut. And to me, I was like, if they need me more than I need them, maybe I should look somewhere else. So I ended up interviewing with WGI, and it was like the stars aligned. And I ended up starting with them, worked for them since 2019 in September, and I never stopped. I just kept going because I loved it so much, one, but I also was working towards proving to them that I was worth hiring on full time. And I really wanted to, I knew that here was where I was gonna get the type of experience that I wanted. So I stuck with it and I worked my butt off. I had like three jobs at one point. I've always worked two jobs, but I was like really pushing it because it was hard. I was devoting like 30 hours of my week. And I was getting paid well, but not, you know, to support everything in my life. And it was really difficult, but I just wanted it so bad. And then finally, when I graduated, it was like the heaven gates opened and I got offered the full-time job. And it's, you know, it's been a breeze ever since. And that was this past January. So it's now 9 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that front. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And it's so cool because it's like this concept that's almost contradictory to create opportunities for yourself. It was like you use this aggressive patience. You're aggressive in creating the opportunity, but patient, you know, with waiting for the right one. And I think that's something that's important, because you don't want to be sitting back and being like, okay, well, you know, I graduated, you know, I have my degree, or like, you know, I'm waiting for internships, jobs. You need to be aggressive in that aspect, but also be patient with one, you know, if they don't get back to you quickly, but also in this case they did, but still patient in your case for waiting for the right opportunity, because I think that's something that also gets overlooked a lot when you're coming out of college and going right into a job, where you have to also interview them and make sure you're fit for that company as well. So I think like you, that journey really encompasses all of that and packages it so well. So I think that just is so, so cool. That's awesome.
Thank you. And I going back on what you said about having like the right balance between like patience, but also like being aggressive. I have always lived on persistence. If you are persistent in anything you do, you will either get yourself closer every single time, or you're going to learn the lessons, the hard lessons sometimes that shape you and maybe change your mind. And it's just so important to not get discouraged. I know in my case, I kind of picked some of the opportunities that really got me to like where I am now. And it might have been a little easier on my end because I picked, you know, the right things in the moment. But for other people who say they did try that internship and they hate it, that don't look at that as a negative, and keep persistence up and go out and try to use that example as a way to find something else that might fit you a little better, because there are 1,000 opportunities out there and they're calling your name. You just have to keep trying. And then, like you said, be patient about when you do get those opportunities to not get trigger happy and be like, oh my God, I need this, or I want this so bad. You have to really like look at yourself. And because if you don't do that, you're not going to be successful in what you're doing. You have to really love your day to day. And you know, it says a lot. Like for me with architecture, I was good at it, but I didn't love it. And I didn't know if that could sustain me for life. So coming into urban design, I was like, wow, I really love this. And this is what I want to do. And then for me, having that experience just further justified it and made it easy for me to make my decision in staying here. But everybody is different. And I think persistence, being aggressive, being patient.
And it also helps when you're real good at what you do. No big deal, right?
Yeah. You know, the portfolio helps a little bit, but hey, you keep persistent and keep working on your portfolio and you might keep, get yourself closer to your goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So 9 months in the game right now, working full time. If we can put the glasses looking into the future here, what does it look like for you down the road? What's the goal either in this industry or maybe it is in another industry? Have you given that any thought?
I have. So I really, really love this company. And I've gotten extremely blessed and lucky. I will probably stay with them for as long as physically possible. I have gotten blessed with the best boss in the world. Her name's Angela Biaggi. She has given me what I consider the perfect manager qualities, which is she's nice. She is helpful. But she's respectable, she gets her job done, and she's always pushing us to, you know, be better. And I think for me, that's all I need. As long as I have some type of competitive edge, the next point, I guess, in my career, you know, the big, big, big dream, which is what I will ultimately work till, you know, for the rest of my life, would be to own my own firm one day, similar to this, or to become a landscape architect. I'm very passionate about landscape architecture, but you know, honestly, with the work that I've been doing within even these past 2 months, that idea for me has even changed a little bit. So I'm just taking every opportunity that I can right here, right now. I eventually would like to, you know, move up north, maybe get out of Florida. And in that case, you know, if I did move firms, I would just want to stick to something that was similar in the way that I'm constantly being challenged and learning more and getting better and more refined in my field. And maybe to the point where it either becomes a, you know, specialization in what I do, or I become confident enough to open up my own practice. So that's the goal.
I love it. I love it. You're getting me excited. I told you at the beginning, and we're excited to hear towards the end. So before we wrap up, this is where we come to a close here with one of my favorites, where it's time for us to cash out and you leave us with your most valuable tip, piece of advice, lesson learned along the way. So what do you have for us today?
Okay, most valuable tip that has shaped me 100% was to get experience. Do not, for those watching, don't be afraid to be confident in yourself. Even if your abilities are not where you want them to be, you have to be confident enough in yourself to know that you will work as hard as you can to get there. And that is what people will see in you. So I truly, truly believe in getting out and getting that experience. Don't wait until you graduate to try to get that internship. If it's not paid, get another job. You know, make it work and get your experience and just try to visualize your life and your future in that. And, you know, not to get like spiritual with whole manifestation stuff, but it really does help you kind of manifest the life that you want when you can visualize yourself doing those things that get you there. And you can get that every single day with an internship. And I think that was the most valuable thing that really like gave me everything to where I am today. Because had I not done that and taken that leap and trusted myself and just put myself out there, I don't think that I would be here right now. So it has ultimately shaped everything, and that would be like my number one rule. You know, get out there, get some experience, figure out what you love and figure out what you hate, and then take it from there.
I love it. I love it. Perfectly, perfectly said. And I'll be visualizing you building this world around
Thank you.
you.
Thank you.
Erica, this was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. It was great talking with you today.
Thank you, Ben.